GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Got a question about a MacBook Pro for either you, Chris Downs of Chris Downs Computer Room, or you, Chris Quimby of Midcoast iPhone Repair, the Chris's, the computer geeks behind the BPG over in SS7A. Before we get to those, let's talk about 218 this afternoon when the presidential alert system will have a test. It depends if your iPhone carrier is taking part, probably most are.
Yep.
And your iPhone is, and you remember not about a year ago? No, 2 years ago, there was an Amber alert in our state. And one afternoon, all of our phones just started chirping at us. And it chirped with a tone that we hadn't heard before.
And they're saying that's the way this one will go, too.
So about 2:18 today, you can expect that. But it depends on if your carrier is taking part. Have you guys, Chris, have you heard or read or looked anything much into the presidential alert system today?
Well, I know what's going on. Like you said, 2:18. I'm a little curious. We talked about do not disturb. I wonder if your phone's in do not disturb if you still get it. I would think you would. I bet they override that.
I think I was in do not disturb 2 years ago, and it still got through on my phone.
They claim you can't turn it off, but there might be a way. I don't know. This is one. It's an aside. That's the reason they had somebody file a lawsuit in New York because they said it was you couldn't. It violated free speech. You couldn't turn it off, etc. I don't think it went anywhere. But it's like
you could
the Amber.
Shut off your phone, though, right?
It says in this news article that Chris Downs had posted to his Facebook page that the alert will read, "This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed." My guess would be, without any further information, that it will come through as a text. Yep. And then if you have it on Do Not Disturb, it won't interrupt what you're doing, but it's still there, sitting there. Maybe you'll have a badge app icon that says you have that awaiting text. But I don't know. This is all I have for information.
We'll find out at around 2:18 today. It'll be
back
exciting.
In January. Remember, Hawaii mistakenly sent theirs out.
It's all over.
It's all over.
Aloha, baby.
This whole thing is designed like Amber Alert for.
So much for the new Hawaii 5.0
national emergency.
PI.
Hawaii 5.0.
Talk about a bad day at work.
Right. This person writes to us.
420 would be better.
I bought a MacBook. No one would care.
No one would care,
dude.
That's how you turn it off, dude.
I bought a MacBook Pro in 2012. Speaking of the end of the world, it's still my primary laptop. I don't use it too often, just manually syncing my phone instead of using the dreadful iCloud.
Dun, 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 dun.
I was going to say, I'm sorry. Had I known that was there, I would have been better prepared. Instead of using the dreadful iCloud, never backed it up or done anything major to it. Should I or could I get it cleaned up? Is there a potential virus? It is much slower than it once was. Chris?
Well, Macs do get viruses and malware, despite some misconceptions out there. So yeah, it can definitely be cleaned up. And I always tell anybody, back up your important data. If there's anything important on there, it's very simple. You can buy an external hard drive at Walmart or Best Buy or wherever. Plug it in, and with Macs, they've got Time Machine Backup. It's a very slick program. You fire it up, and it backs up everything for you. And whenever that external drive's plugged in, it's backing up your stuff.
Then if you have to restore the machine or whatever, then you've got the stuff saved off, and you can put it back on.
You can go back to whatever day you want.
Because when you restore a machine, it brings it back to factory defaults, right?
And Time Machine Backup on a Mac is really cool because let's say you edited a file and you want to go back to last week before you edited it. Time Machine really looks like a time machine. You can flip back to a different day and pick that file from that day and bring it back. It's really a cool program.
Let's go to the phones. Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. You're on with Chris Quimby and Chris Downs, the computer geeks. What's your question, caller?
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to ask your helpers there a question.
Well, please get to it. Ask the question.
Yeah, the four iPhones, could they be built here? We could put millions of people to work if we put some Apple factories going.
You want to know about the idea of whether or not we have the talent to produce iPhone technology here in the United States of America?
That'd be awesome. Let's build them in Millinocket.
Sounds good. I'll get on that by the end of the day.
I was thinking Presque Isle myself, but By the way, Shane notes, you can turn off what would be an emergency alert coming to you. It is an option in your settings.
It is. I understand that. And I think you can do that with Amber Alerts or whatever. I'm wondering if this rollout is going to supersede any of those. That's what I'm curious about. I don't have any confirmation either way.
By the way, back to the discussion of the
why would you want to?
If you see everybody else run into a bunker and you're not, you got the settings set wrong.
This person writes to us concerning the new feature Measure, which is out with the new update. This person writes to us, the Measure feature works well for me with photos for accident and insurance claims. Hmm. And another person wrote to us, it has helped measure the distance from the green to the pin.
Nice.
On the golf course.
Really? So from that kind of a distance?
Yeah, because it's all augmented reality.
Oh, from the green to the pin. So you're talking just a few feet.
So where you are.
Yeah.
Well, it could be more than a few feet. You could be out somewhere in the fairway.
Well, I've kind of...
Green to the pin. Yeah, you're right. If it's on the green, maybe they're... Yeah.
Go ahead.
I've replaced golfing with fishing mostly in my life. I wonder if I could measure my fish with it.
That's another.
They should have a special app that makes it like twice as long. Exactly.
I can see you in court. My app told me this was a legal thing.
Your Honor, the game warden says I was wrong, but I use this app and it says it's a pickerel. And the pickerel right here says it has to be this big. And I took a photo, Your Honor.
Your Honor.
Okay. How much does it cost to replace a battery in an iPad Air? This person asks us to ask you, Chris or Chris.
Well, there's different models of the iPad Air, but you're probably looking at about $130 in that vicinity.
I'll do it for $110. Get my information after the show. Okay, no, Chris and I, our prices are about the same. I wouldn't go any more than that, and neither of us like reporting our prices out there because they change. And if they're out there like on Facebook in perpetuity, then that's not true but yeah, it's worth it financially to get your battery replaced in that.
And with an iPad, the biggest part of that repair is getting the screen off and back on without breaking the screen. And that's why there's got to be a certain amount of, I guess I'd call it markup, because the technician is taking the risk of replacing your screen.
Fair enough. And I'm so good at it that I never break the screen, so I can keep my prices lower. Now, I know I'm going to break three screens when I get to work today.
And we pass the savings on to you.
I'm messing. Chris and I are good friends, so I'm just ribbing it.
Well, hang on a second. Let me ask, and this is entirely honest, and I may have to go run to the ATM now for this. Did you give me what was the typical charge for replacing the battery? And you can be honest, on my iWatch?
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't give him the family rate? What are you, crazy? He gets the family rate.
No,
everybody gets the family rate.
Yeah, okay. Well, according to this, you charged me for the replace it and the cost of the battery and some sales tax.
Government's got
to
get his.
Had to send some to Augusta. But I won't disclose how much this was, but I will say this. When I went online to see how much would it cost for me to send in my watch and have it repaired, the initial they gave me was $199. And then Elizabeth went, what? And she said what she has said before, because some of the stuff that we have had downtown that have broken, we've taken over to you, Chris Downs, not. Yep. No offense, Chris Quimby. You were all the way in Belfast.
Well, you
should get over it.
Yeah, right. Chris Downs is...
That's why I was ambivalent as to whether or not I'd do the second segment.
Okay.
Well, Chris Downs is funnier.
Ouch.
Wow.
Well, and I'll say this, too. One thing me and Chris Quimby have in common is if you can get it done better or cheaper at Apple, we'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not...
And you were honest with me about that.
Right. I told you to contact Apple first because a lot of those batteries swelling up, it should be a warranty issue and Apple should take care of it. That doesn't mean they're going to.
And I couldn't find that anywhere.
I'll say this, hopefully not take too long, but fundamentally, as business people, I'm going to totally sound like a shill for Chris, and he would for me too. We're not trying to compete with Walmart, as it were, small business. People say just charge what you need to charge to stay in business. But Chris and I, with the work that we do, we back up everything that we do. We don't forget about people after we do their repair. We're not as cheap as some people do this sort of thing.
Hang on, marketing and public relations. Okay.
Yes, but there's great value.
You never associate the word cheap with what you do. Inexpensive, yes.
Right. And we don't associate the word cheap. We do quality work at a fair price.
There.
Cost effective.
Yeah.
There you go. And George, someone sent this text now. We want to know, because if you're talking about this, can we all get the family rate at Heroes in the Washington Street Plaza and Heroes on the Green at Bangor Muni?
I don't even get the
okay?
family rate.
Oh, yes, you do.
Chris Downs is very, I said he was funny, but yeah, he's kind of hung up on swollen batteries. I don't get this.
Chris Downs is super funny. I always tell him on Facebook, if you're his Facebook friend, he is a Facebook professional. Seriously.
A swollen batteries bother me. So you want one of my drinks I've got
no,
over here?
No, I don't want to touch that drink.
So look, guys, here's the HP that I rebooted and recovered everything. It took a while. Did it on Sunday while I was doing the dishes. No, the HP wasn't anywhere near the sink, I should point that out.
What is that wallpaper?
I don't. That's the wallpaper that came with it.
That's Millinocket, okay. I think.
Kind of is weird.
That's the new Apple facility.
Is it?
Yep.
In
Millinocket.
Oh, wow.
All these manufacturers, Apple.
There's Katahdin right there.
Windows, they're all forcing these updates onto us, and they yep. change things. I think it's a game. They like to hide what we like.
But they've got, look at, and what did they call this again? Bloatware? Is that what they were?
Yeah.
And oh, you got some on my phone,
these
too.
These are the things they put on there.
They all do that.
That, I guess, I don't really need. What do I need? What do I not need?
Well, you probably need Facebook, you need your email, you need the internet. I mean, that's what most people use their computers for,
yeah,
maybe
internet,
some photo editing.
What the heck is Snapfish? Sounds like something I don't want to eat on Fridays.
That's the one the kids are on.
Or is that like take pictures of your food and put it on?
The ones I hate is when you cannot delete them. That's what you're talking about.
Get
right?
yeah. Dropbox offer.
Yeah, either that or these suggestions. Like, for example, you ever try to download a different browser and it's kind of like you asked an ugly woman out on a date and she's like, hey, you want to get married? It's like you download a browser and you install it. It's like, hey, by the way, would you like me to be your browser always from now on, even before you've tried it out? It's like, whoa, we're moving way too fast, browser. It's that sort of stuff. Like there are companies that need to make money off you, and if you try them out, they're like, hey, look at this, he's checking me out, maybe he's interested in something further.
See, I got one called Google Lens. I have no idea what to do with it.
Nor do I. I would Google it.
It's a
as
scan
it were.
Text. Look up a word. Save. I'm supposed to scan. Continue. If I hit continue, it's a long thing I'm supposed to read.
George, can I just interrupt you real quick?
Yes.
In an effort to be competitive with Chris as to his sense of humor, I just said something funny and you totally ignored me.
Welcome,
it hurts.
Welcome to the past 14 years of my life, Chris. Chris Quimby.
I think you're funny.
Of Midcoast iPhone Repair. And Chris Downs, the handsome, silent, logical smart one of the entire group here with Chris Downs Computer Room.
Which
guys,
one is older?
We got to scoot. We're cutting into sports, and George is going to be really PO'd in just a moment
Red
or
Sox
two here.
Play.
So we're back, and guys, we'll get you back in here sooner than later, okay?
Thank you.
All right, this is the George Hill. I'm not even going to admit it. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.